The largest fish farm in America could be built 4 miles off San Diego's coast. It would be the same size as New York's Central Park and produce 11 million pounds of yellowtail and sea bass each year. The nonprofit research arm of SeaWorld is planning the project to correct what it calls this country's seafood imbalance. But Claire Tregesser from member station KPBS reports that some people equate the project to a factory farm.
Don Kent is peering into a water tank about the size of a backyard swimming pool. He's waiting for his fish.
There's some big guys. Here are they.
A school of 10 yellowtail swim by, each about 4 feet long.
That's a big fish right there.
Kent heads the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. He's leading us through the lab where his scientists are breeding fish.
Do you have names for them?
No. I try not to name things I intend to eat, so it's I don't want to personalize it too much.
While Kent won't be eating these fish, he hopes we'll all be chowing down on their offspring in a few years. Hub SeaWorld is partnering with a private investment firm to create the Rose Canyon Fisheries Aquaculture Project. There are already fish farms in the United States, but none on this scale. Kent is betting the U.S. needs his project because 91% of its seafood is imported, and countries like China that produce a lot of fish are now keeping more for themselves.
The price of seafood's going up higher and higher for people like us that have to import it. So the big advantage we have over those other supplies is from the fact that we can grow it locally.
We're talking about putting a floating factory farm right off the coast in San Diego.
The project's size and location are problems for Matt O'Malley with the environmental group San Diego Coastkeeper. To show that 4 miles is closer than it sounds, O'Malley takes me on a small boat to the spot where Rose Canyon Fisheries would be located. I could clearly see houses on the shore.
I mean, you know that some of these people are going to be out here looking at this.
But O'Malley's problems don't end with beach homes views. He says marine mammals could get caught in the farm's nets and ropes and worries caged fish could become inbred and spread disease to the wild population. Other critics say this is an awful lot of work when the U.S. already does produce some seafood and doesn't eat it. Americans don't always like the fish native to our coasts, so we import from other countries. So says food journalist Paul Greenberg, whose book American Catch describes a seafood swap.
We tend to export stronger tasting things like mackerel, black cod, a lot of squid, and then we import sort of neutral tasting things like shrimp, also tilapia, and these are both very, very neutral tasting things that you can kind of deep fry and use in the American palate-friendly, sandwich.
Greenberg says aquaculture can help correct this imbalance, but
rather than trying to kind of start up, new and complicated ventures, it'd be, first off, let's try and eat the fish that we've already got.
But aquaculture solves more global problems than Americans not liking fishy fish, according to Don Kent with Hub SeaWorld.
There's 7 billion people on Earth now, and there's going to be 9 billion people before in your lifetime. How are we going to feed those extra 2 billion people?
Kent says one way to do that is through aquaculture. For NPR News, I'm Claire Tregesser in San Diego.